Hello and welcome. I'm James Arnold and I head up the Strategic Insight team within Global Banking here at UBS. During this series of podcasts, I'm going to be speaking to some of our top minds in banking, bringing you their thoughts on the key topics shaping capital markets. Today, I'm joined by Laurent Bouvier, Global Head of ESG Advisory.
And Laurent, perhaps an easy question to start with. You've been an investment banker for 25 years. What made you interested in developing an ESG advisory franchise for global banking?
Look, specifically, we want UBS to be amongst the first banks, if not the first bank, which fully appreciates new trends in investor preferences. As you know, more than 20% of assets under management in EMEA are linked to sustainability objective, and that's growing fast and in multiple directions. There is a new world out there we cannot be ignored. So we want to learn fast how to integrate these new investor preferences, this evolving taste for securities into our financial advice, beyond the debt market, into equities, with implications for 100% of M&A and equity capital market transactions.
So I guess to help our listeners understand, just to perhaps a bit more concretely, what do you and your team actually do every day?
Yeah, so you see, every day we're approached by partners across regions, sectors, and products on a specific corporate situation. And at the highest level, we got to answer two questions. The first one is, what is the ESG investor appetite for the sector in which a company operates? That's the demand side of the equation. The second question is, how well or how badly positioned the company is to tap that interest to drive demand for its stock. That's the supply side of the equation. Look, I mean, our overarching role in investment banking is to make demand meet supplies and vice versa. That's what this team is about. We just have to do it in a fast-evolving market.
And I guess that information is actually relatively hard to come by and involves significant amounts of work. But perhaps instead of diving into that, it might be really helpful to give us some practical examples of what you actually do then with that information.
Yeah. So look, you know, depending upon the analysis, there might be various angles. I would give you two examples. First, we could determine that there is ESG appetite for companies in a given sector, right? But that our potential client, who can be already listed or could be an IPO candidate, owns a division that significantly dilutes its appeal. That's something that we can measure today. So what shall our client do with that division? Sell it, spin it off, make it better? That's the type of questions we want to be able to discuss with the C-level. A second example would be if a company is considering making an acquisition in a sector, but we at UBS could determine that this sector is not of interest to ESG funds. Well, that would raise a question about the strategic move, right? And perhaps the price at which it could make sense. In these cases, like in all the other cases, we are talking about adding an ESG lens to our services to provide superior advice to our clients in a fiercely competitive environment. Our team has been operating for almost a year now, collaborating seamlessly with many bankers, including your team, has been fantastic. We're deeply embedded in literally hundreds of situations and are receiving every day, I mean every day, strong feedback from our clients. But we cannot and will not rest.
Laurence, a fantastic summary, and there is so much detail we could dig into, and I'm sure we'll get both you and your team members on further podcasts that go into some of these areas in a lot more detail. But at this point, perhaps I should just say thank you very much for you for taking some time out of your busy day to talk to us this morning. And also thank you to the listeners for listening to this podcast.
Thank you, James.